That's our ring. Time for Lum and Abner. In on the little community today, we find Lum, Abner, Ben Withers, and Ulysses S. Quincy in the Jot 'em Down store and radio station getting set to broadcast the new Moe's Moose program. Listen.
Well, Lum, I don't think we ought to try broadcasting again after the way folks around here have been complaining about us. That's all I've heard from everybody in this town. One complaint right after another.
Well, we've got to today, Anna. We've got this new show fixed up for Moe's Moose. Mm-hmm. He's sitting over there at his barbershop waiting to hear us.
Well, I know. But everybody around here, Ron, says that we go on the air while we drowned out all the other radio programs. Said we're the only ones they can hear.
I know it. But there's nothing we can do about that.
Elizabeth's mad at me about it, Ron. She says she can't get some of her favorite radio programs now.
Well, Ernest Macmillan said this shortwave set of ours just happened to be on some canal or channel or something like that.
Canal?
Well, I forget just what the word he used. Anyway, he says the thing fixed up to where folks around here can pick it up on their radios even though they don't have shortwave sets.
Well, now, I know we ain't on no canal. There's a creek that runs south of town there, but I know...
Well, forget it, Ed. I know it ain't Briar Creek.
No, we ain't on Briar Creek. It don't run under the store here.
The only thing that matters is that the folks around here can hear it.
Yeah, I know. Sure they can. That's what they're kicking about.
Yeah, but if they couldn't hear it, we wouldn't have no radio station. We'd be out of business.
Well, just to be honest, Mom, I ain't sure we're in it.
Ain't sure we're in it.
Why, no.
Of course we are.
Well,
VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, we've got a radio station.
Well, yeah, we got one here, all right, but Moe's Moots is actually the only sponsor we got, Lon. And so far, we ain't started up no program that seems to satisfy him, neither.
Well, we had four radio sponsors.
Yeah?
You fellas all sold them the same time on the air.
Well, you sold the same time, too, Lon. That wasn't all our fault, I know.
Well, I know he's going to like this. And then when the other merchants around town and hear his program bringing in so much business, they're going to want back on the air, too.
They will, huh?
I hope so.
Well, I hope so. Hope you're right. If we can please Moe, then I reckon we're doing all right.
Well, Moe said he wanted a program with lots of human natures in it, and I guess that's what we're going to give him.
I don't know. I hope
he'll like it. Don't worry.
I hope so.
All right, you fellas, coming over here by the microphone. We're just about ready to start.
I'm all set, Mom.
Good. Now, you all recollect what you're supposed to do.
Yes, I know what I'm supposed to do.
And, Cedric, are you sure you can handle both the generator and the bird whistle?
Yeah, he can do it, Lama.
Oh, yes, Lama. I can do it all right. Drop the whistle right here.
Oh, nice young boy, Cedric.
Abner, don't let me forget to make the announcement about the cancer drive. I'll be sure and get that in.
Yeah.
All right, Cedric, start cranking.
Oh, yes, Lama.
Main switch there, Abner.
Right there.
There we go. Evening, folks. This is radio station VPR, the voice of Pine Ridge, broadcasting direct from our main studios in the heart of downtown Pine Ridge. And this is your old favorite, Lum Edwards, the announcer that grins while he talks.
Don't forget to announce that, Lum.
I'm going to do it right now.
Yeah.
Folks, before we bring you the new Moe's Moose program, I'd like to say a word on a pretty serious subject. The American Cancer Society has just put on a big drive for fun. The fight against cancer goes on all year long, and it's a pretty expensive fight, too. It takes lots of money, and it needs the support of every one of you. Unless we do something about this, 1 in 8 will die of cancer. It'll strike, on the average, in 1 out of every 2 families. So act now. Give as generous as you can to your local American Cancer Society. Thank you.
All right, Bobby, keep doing good on this one.
And now the new Moe's Moose program.
MMMFB.
Moe's Moose means fine barbering.
Yes, Moe's Moose means fine barbering.
Yes, Moe's Moose means fine barbering.
Yes, Moose Moose.
Yes, sir. Go to Moses for your next haircut.
So round, so short, so fully clipped. So smooth and easy on your face.
And now, Moe's Moose, the careful barber, using only the lighter, the finer, the naturally sharper razor brings you the that's enough, Abner.
Oh,
the court of human beings. Oh, Abner, that was for yesterday's show, the catch race.
Oh, excuse me, Dad. Blame it on us.
The path of domestic human life is not all as happy as a bird song. No, it is filled with hard problems. Unhappy folks from all over Pine Ridge come to the court of human beings to seek advice. Today we have as our kindly advisors Judge Lum Eddard, beloved Justice of the Peace, Benjamin Franklin Withers, beloved Constable, and Abner Peabody.
Beloved Vice President.
That's enough, Senator. Our first unhappy traveler along life's bad path has found the domestic highway full of chug holes. In order not to embarrass these poor, sad, tore-up critters, we will not unclose their names. No one will ever know who they are. All right, sir, would you please step up here?
Yeah, okay.
Sir, you will be known as Simple Mr. Q.
Okay.
Now then, Mr. Q, just what is your problem? Come now, Mr. Q, just feel free to speak right up. Everything that's said here will be kept strict confidential.
Yeah, okay.
Now then, tell us what your problem is. You must have a problem. Everybody's got problems.
Financial problems are always nice.
Well, I can't get my barns ahead.
Oh, you must have a better problem than that. Something domestic. How are you getting along with your woman?
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
Well, you must have some trouble of some kind.
Okay.
Money troubles are always good.
Yeah, don't you have some trouble over money, Mr. Q?
Well, yes, I do.
Well, good.
Yeah, hooray.
Yeah. Yeah. Now then, Mr. Q, just what is this money problem you have?
Well, I can't get enough of it.
Oh, well, I'm afraid we can't help you with that. Now, think hard, Mr. Q. I'm sure that a poor, unhappy critter like you has had some trouble. What about your mother-in-law?
Yeah, she's okay.
Hey, I think that was your ring, Mom.
Uh-oh. When are we going to recollect it if I'm connected?
I don't know. I forget it every day.
Hello. Oh, yeah, Mose.
Down good, you know, please. Okay.
Well, we can't do that.
I wasn't getting an answer to him too fast.
Well, because...
No, I think so.
Well, we ain't solved his problem yet.
I'll get the talking and get something to hurt
you. Well, you can't change right in the middle this way. Besides, I don't believe we could get hold of the little shaver.
Anything you say is all they can.
Do what? Oh, all right. Yeah. Goodbye.
What do you want us to do now?
Ladies and gentlemen, this poor, unhappy, tore-up critter standing here at our microphone would be able to solve his problem easier if he'd go to Mose Moose's barbershop and get his hair cut.
Okay.
How's that sound, Mose? Oh, forgot. All right, now, Mr. Q, what is your problem?
I don't believe he thought it up yet, Mom.
Well, now, Mr. Q, I don't believe you're concentrating on this. Anybody can look at you and tell that you've got some terrible problem.
Yeah, okay.
Has your woman been staying out late at night or something?
No.
Buying the biscuits?
Nope. Cooking's okay.
Ain't she never acted like she was sort of interested in some other fella at a sociable or a box supper or something like that?
No.
Something like that must have happened, even to somebody like Miss Clint or your woman.
Hey, how about that time at that 4th of July picnic over at Cherry Hill? Recollect that? Didn't she team up with somebody else in the factory?
Yeah, let me see now, Adam.
Sure, and you got awful mad about it, or at least I hope you did.
Yeah, I believe there was something like that. You can't hardly tell when she's in a sack and when she ain't. That's the only trouble.
Now you're talking.
Well, my advice...
Well, wait a minute, Ben. We ain't got the problem straight yet.
Let's see, who was that farmer over there anyway?
I can't recollect who that was. It wasn't Frank Foster, I know that.
Well, now, Mr. Q, tell us just how you felt after this terrible calamity struck your happy little home.
I felt okay.
Oh, you don't need to cover up how you felt. You selected everything you say here kept straight confidence. Just unburden yourself. Pour out your poor breaking heart to us. You must have felt terrible when this blackguard, this villain, this wolf in a sheep's clothes, he labored tried to break up your blissful marriage. Oh, it makes my heart ache to think of them.
That's
nation now, Weed.
Big pot to beat card and feather. That's my advice.
Yes, sir. Card and feather and run out of town.
Poor man, Mr. Dickie. You poor, poor mistreated Christian.
Well, let me see now. Who was that farmer anyway?
Mr. Q, I'm going to let Mr. Withers, the beloved constable, give you the first piece of advice to help you to try to find your way out of this unhappy predicament into which you have so treacherously been sold. All right, Mr. Withers.
Yes, thank you. Now, my advice to you, Mr. Q, is to go to your wife and try to have a heart-to-heart talk with her.
Say, how recollect who that was, man.
Very good.
That dog is good. I'll parvenize the varmint. I'll suffer with
him. Yeah, who was it, Mr. Q?
Oh, that low-down critter, Mose Moose. That's who it was.
Mose Moose. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Now, Mr. Q, after you talk to your wife...
Yeah, I know, but don't answer. Ladies and gentlemen, you've just heard the last of the new Mose Moose program, The Court of Human Beings. Tune in tomorrow night at this same time for The Little Chairs.
Well, it looks like everybody's got a problem except Mr. Q. Thank you.